This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
طالع البدر علينا من ثانيات
الوداع. Yeah, the death of his uncle and Khadija. Very good. So that we call this عام الحزن, right? The year of sadness and sorrow. We also emphasize the fact, the truth about عام الحزن. Remember? Because that's where we're going to take the segue, inshallah. That's where we lost it. Last time we had it. What was the truth behind the sadness, the year of the sadness? Remember, guys? He couldn't give da'wah. And that was the purpose of him. He was all about da'wah. And you take away the da'wah from the da'i. And that's the, I'll be honest with you. And I tell my wife that. It says, what scares me most, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not use me anymore. That's any da'iyah, any person that works for that in da'wah, that is number one nightmare. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't see you fit, that you're befitting to be used by Him in the path of da'wah. Yeah? You don't give khutbahs, you don't give halaqahs, you don't give do conferences, you teach courses, you do whatever it is. And that's very scary. And if you're in this part of the da'wah the side, you will know exactly why Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had to go to Al-Ta'if. And that's where we're going to take the segue. So remember when he went to Al-Ta'if, Abdurrahman ibn Awf radiallahu anhu and Sahaba al-Jibin who accompanied him, and he gave the option to the people that the people in charge of Al-Ta'if, and he wasn't met with the open arms on the way out. Even young kids were throwing pebbles at the blessed feet of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Could you imagine? And what did he say in retaliation? I'll show you. You're messing with the wrong guy. I'll see you outside. Yes, Habib Tar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. He says, Rabbi ighfir liqawmi fa innahum la ya'lamun. Ajib, the creation of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there's no other. Where do you find a human being like that? Yeah? And that's why he's the best of the best of the best of the best. There is nothing like him. There is no other human being is made like this. I already told you that Allah subhanahu wa jalla fila chosen that creation. وَلَقَدْ This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ Allah, from all of His creation, He chosen you. Do you believe it? وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ We have honored and dignified the race of the children of Adam. And from the race of children of Adam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chosen the righteous. The righteous is a rank. هُمْ دَرَجَاتٌ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ The ranks in the sight of Allah. So a higher rank than just being a human being, homo sapien, is a righteous person. And chosen from the righteous, the prophets. And chosen from the prophets, the messengers. And chosen from the messengers, Ulil Azm, the five, the one most persevered the most. Can you please name them for me? If you name all five, I give you one of these. Oh, they're the same. Oh, no, they're not the same. Look at that. You get choices here in Brisbane. I'm telling, no budget cuts. Brother Yusuf, you rock. Habibi, go ahead, man. It's okay, I see your father. That's okay, his lips thinking. Read lips, dude. Brother Faris is trying. You got Musa, Ibrahim, you got two, three more. Is Haq close? Close. Come on, Dad, do your dad thing, man. You're supposed to know this stuff. Isa, two more. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what's number five? Ibrahim, you mentioned before. Nice try, though. He did mention Ibrahim, right? One more, dude. Allahu Akbar. What was your name again? Sayyad? Rayyan. How could I forget that? Because Rayyan is my son's name. Rayyan, come forward, man. You deserve it, dude. You get a choice here. Do you believe it? Mars or Snickers? Good for you, my man. He's not just good looking, he's smart too, mashallah. Okay, he's right. Five of Ulil Azm, they persevered, they were persecuted the most. They endured a lot. Yeah, ulil azm, ulil the strength and power they had to endure dealing with the patients and the people that they had to deal with. 950 years of da'wah. Who deals with people for 950 years of giving da'wah? How many people believed in him? Handful, some of the scholars say. Do you believe it? 950 years of da'wah. Some of the scholars says a handful. Ajib. Anyway, Musa alayhi salam, he had to endure dealing with Banu Israel. Yes? Isa alayhi salam had to do with the same. And all the difficulties he had to go through. Ibrahim alayhi salam thrown in the fire. Yes? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had to endure a lot more than that. SubhanAllah. That's why he said, if you go through difficulties, look at me. Look at what I had to go through. Take me as an example. Right. So now, when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came back, and that's where we left it, with Addas. Yes? He came back and he coming under a tree, a shade of a tree. The two Qurayshi that owned this garden said to Addas, he was their servant, says, take this cluster of grapes and give it to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when he came in, he said, Bismillah, right? Remember that? Okay. And then Addas said, هذا قول ما تعود عليه العرب. This is something the Arabs were not used to say this. What's up? He started talking about Islam. He said, what's your name? He says, Addas. Remember, it was important, yes? I do my best to remember names. I'm horrible at it, but I called Sister Yusra something else, Sister Rana, and said, may Allah help us. Just help us out, yani. I'm doing my best to get to know the community a little bit more, inshallah. So he says, what's your name? He says, Addas. He says, min ayna anta ya Addas? Where are you from, Addas? Right away he used it. Okay, there are three R's in order for you to remember things. Anybody heard it? Three R's. Okay, the first one is you have to register things, registering. Yes? Yeah. So you have to be actually able to do things. And if you're not able to, it's going to be difficult to, inshallah. Now you also have to restore and recall. Don't worry about that for now. It's just a quick hint. Now, all for us to understand that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam talked to Addas directly. He says, "Min ayna anta ya Addas?" I am from Nineveh. He says, "Ah, the city of my brother, of Yunus." First of all, not too many people knew Nineveh. Very small. And not too many people knew Yunus. Yunus ibn Matta, he actually called him. He says, you know Nineveh and you know Yunus ibn Matta? And he right down, kissed his hand right away. He says, how did you know that? How did you know him? He says, huwa nabi, huwa akhi. He's my brother. He is a prophet and I am a prophet. Okay, if you tell me what, remember what we learned from that, you get one of these two. Both brothers and sisters. You raise your hand, Brother Masroor. Please go.
He was showing humbleness.
Allahu Akbar.
The first and then
Mashallah. Hafid Masroor, you rock, dude. Which one, your brown brother? Oh, I'm giving you no choice. Give you Snickers or Snickers? Oh, more Snickers. Let me work on this, Bobby. Oh my God, there's more. There's Snickers. There is this Milky Way. Allahu Akbar. You weren't kidding, Brother Yusuf, when you didn't. And there's Mars. Am I missing? Oh! Do you hear this, boys? That's Eminem, man. I'm telling you right now, you're living large here, Brisbane, I'm saying. MashaAllah. Habibi, what would you like? Yeah, that's what I thought you were going to go for. Look at that frisbee looking that good. MashaAllah. He's right. He said, he is a prophet and I am a prophet. Even though he is the best of creation, the seal of the prophets and messengers, leader of the prophets and messengers, he led them in prayer, all of them. Yes, he's the best. But his humbleness, he introduced him first and then himself. Yes, salam. We learn a lot. Yes? Okay. Now, it's debatable from the scholars. He looks up. He's afraid that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not very pleased with him. He's concerned. Even though this is debatable between the scholars, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed him who he is and what he means to him. And he taught him a lesson. If you give me the lesson that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in that year specifically, you get one of these puppies. Say it again. Raise your hand. Yes, salam. You are Sister Yusra. Yusra. See, I even mentioned Sister Yusra and I was looking at another sister. Oh, Sister Yusra, there are two Yusras? Now I'm confused. Like, listen, I am having a hard time already. Allah help you. We have two Yusras. Any two Yumnas? You know, Yusra means Yusra, easy, and also Yusra means left. Yumna, we have to have yani equal things. Sister Yusra, you're right. Which one would you like, Ukhti? Okay, delegate to the children. Smart. You see, that's why we have children. So later on, we can sit. She says, give me a glass of water. Paid my dues, man. Good for you. M&M's very special here. Apparently, it's very popular. Okay, mashallah. Who is the first one? Habibi Brother Riyan, if you want to change your mind, man, it's not too late, unless you ate it already. You ate it already. It's too late, dude. Let me share a story with you on this one, ate it already. This is a very good lesson learned on the leadership skills. Okay, for the future CEOs. Okay? Here's what happens. This is actually documented. It's online. What they did is they actually had a hidden camera and they had the children to come forth, and they said, they gave him an ultimatum. They said, son, daughter, here's some candy. And they put it on the table. And he said, listen, we're going to give you a choice. You can have this candy if you like. But if you wait and be patient and don't eat this candy, we will give you a lot more candy than this. And they walked away from the room, leaving the candy on the table and the children watching the candy, sitting on a chair, right on the table, looking at it. Could you imagine the fitna, Sheikh? I can't take biryani. Listen, biryani is my fitna. That's my weakness. And mango lassi. I'm just saying, if you ever want to treat me, I'm as I said, I'm brown from the inside. Biryani, I can't be bought. And mango lassi. I'm yours. Cool. All right. So what happened is they walked away, and the children now are going like this. In their brain, is it worth it? Not worth it? You know, usfurun fil yad. You know, a bird in the hand. How am I guarantee this guy could be lying? How do I know that? I know. I guarantee this thing is right here. So some of them didn't even bother thinking of them. As soon as the man turned, walked away, closed the doors, guess what? Done. That was one type of children. And there was another type, a little bit of a higher level. The ones that were persevered a little more, the one that was going, you know, they're walking, doing the Rocky thingy, and they're doing the ta'weedh, and Ayatul Kursi, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ سَدًّا وَخَلْفِهِمْ سَدًّا فَأَخْشَيْنَاهُمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ. The beginning of Surah Yasin, if you want to protect yourself from something you don't want to see. You know what? When do you brothers say this? When do you say the beginning of Surah Yasin? Brothers. Anybody knows? You know, you see Brother Faris knows. He's a married man. When your wife tells you, give me, hand over your phone, and she wants to check your history. You say, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْ بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ سَدًّا وَخَلْفِهِمْ سَدًّا فَأَخْشَيْنَاهُمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ. And if it doesn't, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. Then you start saying goodbye to your children. Well, it was nice knowing you guys. I'm going to miss you. Come and visit me. I'll be in... No? What? Just me? You people are so good. It's unbelievable. Yes, salam. Solid. They're so confident. All right. So the children that were more persevered, and they start going like this, and they start looking away, thinking of things that, you know, doing something on the thing, because to give them away, yeah? Keep them distracted. And after a while, they still give in, and they ate the candy. And there was a higher level, rank number 3. They were absolutely adamant. They wanted the bigger candy. You could not shake this person. This was a determined young man and a determined young girl. This thing here doesn't mean anything to me because I got my eyes on fries. I got a bigger fish to fry, my man. I'm looking for investment here. So they were very much persevered. They were determined not to take the candy until the people came back and they actually rewarded them with a lot more candy than this little peeny thing. Guess what was that all about? It was about, and they actually had these people to study. And these children, as they grew up, they followed them and their career path. So guess what? You know those guys that as soon as that man turned around, and actually, there was one level below that. The level below that, when the man was talking to them, you can have this candy. Didn't even wait for the option. That was the first level. You can have this candy. It's done. He said, you can have this candy. He says, this level here was the one that worked in a very low paying jobs, did not finish their education, the award, and 1, 2, 3, and you can fill the rest. The second level was more of the blue collar, that type of a thing, a little bit higher level. And the one that waited a little more, but they gave in after a while. They didn't wait, and the man that as soon as he turned, closed the door, did it. The one that distracted themselves were more a white collar type of thing, you know, higher level. But the one that waited and they persevered till they get the reward, they were the CEOs, doctors, engineers, and lawyers, and business people, and all of that stuff. They were a higher rank. So it comes down to discipline. It comes down to commitment. It comes down to self-restraint, dedication. So you have to have that, brothers and sisters. For example, if you see a fitna for you, brothers, and I know what I'm talking about, you got to think of something alternative, Sheikh. That's how I did it, wallahi. So this sister here, she's not going to deprive me of the Hur al-Ain. That's how I used to think about it when I was alone, you know, on my own. You know, I basically had to do everything on my own. Long story. I'll tell you about it later. I shared some of it earlier on. And, you know, and usually men, we're hunters, right? We're supposed to be hunting. No, again, just me. MashaAllah, your brothers don't know what I'm talking about. It is unbelievable here in Brisbane. Solid, man. So that's how I used to think. You know, this girl here will not deprive me of the Hur al-Ain. I have a much bigger fish to fry. Then I would go home and cry. You stupid idiot. This girl, what are you doing, man? Okay. Then I would say, you know what? Nope. She goes to the bathroom. And that's what I think about. I think about bad things. You know? Yeah, and this smells bad. And this and blah, blah, blah. She doesn't look like this in the morning. She wakes up looking ugly. Whatever, it doesn't matter what it took in order for me to keep these girls away from me. Wallahi, you have to use these tactics, guys. Yes? Okay. Bigger fish to fry, man. I can have a chocolate right now, but I can have some serious chocolate on the other side. Yeah? Right. Priorities, dude. Okay. How did we get here? We were talking about Adas radiallahu anhu. Isra and Mi'raj is what we're after. Good for you. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was told by Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula that you don't depend on your uncle, you don't depend on your wife for protection or wealth in order for your da'wah. You depend on me. Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi وَمَنْ نَصْرُ إِلَّا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. Protection and victory and everything comes from you. So you learn about tawakkul. Not tawakul. What is the difference between tawakul and tawakul, brothers and sisters? Okay, I have to give you one of those? Khalas. Okay, you can get one of those. If you tell me the difference between tawakkul and tawakkul. Okay. Tawakkul is I want to get the job. Cool? I want to get the job. That means I have to do my homework. I have to graduate. I have to go to a good college or university, uni. I have to graduate with honors. When I see a job, I will have to have my credentials. I have to have my the cover letter. I have to have my resume. I have to make sure that I go on the website of the company that I want to get hired and look at their mission statement and vision statement. Who is their CEO? Who's the CCCO? No, I'm stuttering on the CCO. There's only one CCO, not CEO. If you want to, you know, there is a CCO and CEO actually. I've just mixed them together. You put them together, you get something. It's not a job anymore. Mixed people. And then I have to see their keys. I have to get up early. I make sure the gas is in the car. I take a shower, brush my teeth, put my underarm, wear good suit, groomed, anticipate the question, know exactly what they're looking for, and make sure my resume reflects what they're looking for. How many resumes do you guys have? Every resume reflects on the qualifications that they're looking for, right? You change your resume according to what they're looking for. That's me, dude. But dude, that's how you get a job nowadays. That's called tawakkul. Yes? It's called tahad al-asbab. Where do you learn this? In Surah Al-Kahf. فَأَتْبَعَ سَبَبًا. Even Dhul-Qarnayn, the strong king that had the power, the army, and the knowledge, he still فَأَتْبَعَ سَبَبًا. He still take the causes. He planned things. He put the effort. What is tawakkul? Listen, dude, I deserve this job. I'm good looking. I've been working out. I'm not going to even apply for this job because Allah says it's your rizq. وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَتُوَعَدُونَ. Your rizq is in the heaven and you're promised. So you know what? If it's mine, I'll get it. If it's not mine, you know what? I won't get it. That's a loser. Wallahi, that is called tawakul, not tawakul. No. Let me give it to you a little better. You wake up in the morning and say, listen, you have the cereal bowl and you just go like this. Do you do that? No. You have to takhadir asbab. You go get a spoon, you use it in your hand, you scoop it, you lift it in your mouth, you chew and you swallow. I hope, Yani. You guys don't have cereal here? What, Vegemite? I've tried Vegemite before, man. I don't know, I'm sorry, I love you guys, I love Australia, but Vegemite? Yani, please, Yani. Who the heck came up with this invention? Somebody that was really on... I need to clear my senses good high or something, because this is, yeah, it's something different for sure. Okay, so Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was taught by Allah subhanahu wa jalla fila about that. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, you know, you are more to me than you think. Let me show you who you are. Let me tell you about your honor. And by the way, some of the scholars say when he went back, he's telling you, the jinn listen to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If the ins, what is the definition of ins and jinn? Okay, linguistic, nasa, ra'a, I see you, ins, yeah? Ins. Jinn, I don't see you, yes? Janin, for example, the fetus, the child in the womb, it's called janin because you don't see them. Jannah, because of that, you don't see it. Got it, guys? Okay. Jinn, you don't see the same thing, and that's what it's all about. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if the ins will not believe in you, listen, the jinn will listen to you. They will believe in you. سَمِعْنَا قُرْآنًا عَجَبًا. We listened to a beautiful Qur'an, ajab. A miracle. They believed. Amanna. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told you, okay, come to me. What's the emphasis here? Well, the emphasis on a few things. You see, if something is very minor, your boss will come to you, right? Something small. You're working on the floor. The boss will come to you. Hey, Brother Muhammad, can you fix this? That's it. Straighten the tag, the price tag here. You know what? Fill this hole here. You see, I come from retail and business background, so I know I speak in the language I'm used to. But if it's something big, the boss will not come to you. You go to the boss's office. You know what? You've been summoned, dude. It's either good or bad. You go, uh-oh, come to the office. Am I getting the yellow slip here, dude? Or you're going up to the penthouse. The boss's penthouse, you've been invited upstairs. Yes, it's important now. You're getting a promotion here. So you need to go up. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to come. Let me show you who you truly are and what you mean. If these people don't, I'll show you who are. That's the beginning of Isra and Mi'raj. Before that, what happened? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, listen, if these people give you a hard time, easy. The angels will come, the angels of the mountains, at your command, you tell them, O angels of mountains, set asunder the mountains, destroy these people, at your command. Okay, before you make up your mind, could you imagine you being to a place, disrespected you, dishonored you, made you to be a liar, they threw pebbles at your feet, they became bloody, and. And you have a chance to show them who you are. You mess with the wrong guy, boy. Are you talking to me? Are you talking to me? Because I know people, that have wings and arrows and swords and eagles on these things. You guys don't know that too? La hawla wa. See, if you come from an Arab country, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Okay, may Allah protect you and not having to deal with this. But Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said exactly what Taha, right? Yeah. He said exactly, oh Allah, no, forgive them. Forgive my people, they know not do what they do. Maybe from their offsprings and lineage will come to say that La ilaha illallah. And did it happen? It did happen. So it takes patience. You have to learn, guys, to be patient. Okay. And then the ascension, the Isra and Mi'raj. What's the difference between Isra and Mi'raj? I miss you, dude. Yes, Sister Yusra. Allahu Akbar. Okay, so let's talk about one at a time, and then take the lessons learned from it, and inshallah we'll continue. And that's it for tonight. So Al-Isra is the night journey, and Mi'raj is the ascension. So, you know, when people tell you, "What are you crazy, man? Isra happened and Mi'raj happened? So did it happen with the soul? Did it happen with the body only? Was he asleep? Was he in a slumber? Was it body and soul?" You know what? It took us millions of years to get to the point where they have the Voyager and it has to go on a certain angle and then turn and training, years of training these astronauts, and they have to have all of this stuff to go up and the environment, they have to go up, the penetration of the Earth, all of that stuff. Are you kidding me? And by the way, this was the seventh heaven. Not this atmosphere here, not this worldly, that's the rank number one, Sheikh. You understand everything we have here is just one? Did you know that? That's just the heavenly, the earth, one. There are seven layers on top of that, man. Unfathomable, unbelievable, right? It's unbelievable. So could you imagine the distance? So if you tell me what is the distance between the heavens and the earth, I give you one of those. I mentioned it before, so let me see if you were listening. Yeah, the distance between the heavens and the earth is? 100 years? Okay, who wants to take it on? 2,000 light years? Yahya, okay. 40? Okay. All right. Yes, Sheikh, go ahead. Yes, Habibi, in the back. What? 500 years. What's your name? Musa? Isa. Good for you, brother Isa. How old are you? 6, mashallah. May Allah protect you and raise you righteously. Please say Ameen. Because the angels say, Ameen wa laka al-mithl, same unto you. Okay, so the true distance between the heavens and earth is da'watun mustajaba, an answered prayer. Yeah. You say, Ya Rabb, Rabb says, Rabbayka abdi. Who said that? Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu arda, wa'an al-bayt al-atar wa sahabat ajma'in. So Ali ibn Abi Talib did not go the extra amount of light years and the distance between the heaven, blah, blah, blah. He says, what's the distance between the heaven and the earth? He says, answered prayer. When you say, oh my Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, yes, my slave. That's the distance between the heavens and the earth. You can't get any faster than that. Subhanallah. So when you go to Surah Al-Isra, you will know exactly what this was all about. What is the beginning of Surah Al-Isra? Subhana. There's a reason for this word. Anybody knows? Why does Allah start this ayah, this surah, with the word Subhana? Yes, Ukhti. She's what? Subhanallah. Okay, Ukhti, you earned it. What's your name? Naima. Oh, Sister Naima. I remember that. Remember, brothers, yesterday we said Yusra, Allah makes it easy for us to get married, and Na'ima, it's a blessing of Allah when we get married. Right, brothers? Good, smart people, mashallah. Sister Na'ima, send somebody or come and get it one. Yeah, I know, you're the delegate, sorry. Tell him, listen, you have to get 10% of this girl. Teaching you business right now. Sister Na'ima's right. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts everything to bed by one word. Do you believe it? How does this happen? How do you travel from Mecca to Jerusalem in less than a night? What? How do you go from Sakhra, the dome of the rock, to the seventh heaven in the same night? What? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts the ayah with Subhana. Subhana alladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan min al-masjid al-haram al-masjid al-aqsa. Glory be to thee, the one that has no difficulties doing anything, innocent of any shortcomings, perfect in every aspect. That's what Subhan means. So you don't question it. So Allah says, Subhana alladhi asra bi'abdihi. And abd now becomes a what? Becomes something very honorable. So when you say Abdullah, I am honored because Allah called the best of creation Abd. So don't be arrogant servant. I'm not putting my hood down. I am not a slave. Ya Ammi, if you're a slave to Allah only, your creator, you're not going to be a slave to anybody else. Otherwise, you're going to be a slave to the dollar, to the boss, to the spouse, to the children, to the peer pressure, to the everything that you have in your life. So remember that. Every time you read this, say Subhana Allahu Akbar. Allah put it to bed. That's why Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. We don't bow down to anybody. We don't prostrate to anybody. Only Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi'ala. That's why you're learning a lot in the salah. And that's what I'm going to talk about it today. Because that's what we learned in the salah. In the Isra and Mi'raj. So when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to Masjid al-Aqsa, accompanied, obviously, by Jibreel alayhi salam, and he had a mule is between, yes, go ahead, Habibi. Al-Buraq, okay, very good, come, I know you want one. I didn't ask it, but you got it, that's cool. I know you want the candy man, no, come, you deserve it, you earned it. Don't be shy. He's walking so bashfully, as if it's the bachelor. You don't have any girls to choose from yet, dude, so it's okay. Haya, mashallah, tabarakallah. What's your name, man? Armin? Ayman. Hey, Ayman. Yusra, Ayman. I need one more to have you. Okay, you're right, brother Ayman. Al-Buraq. So Al-Buraq, between a donkey and a horse, it's like a mule but had wings. And the hafir, on the you see the horizon? That's the step. That's a step for the al-buraq. As far as your eyes are keen on the horizon, that's one step. So Prophet Muhammad ﷺ went to Jerusalem. Now he sees the Masjid al-Aqsa, and Prophet Muhammad ﷺ did something very special. Anybody knows? He did something very special in the Masjid al-Aqsa. Who can tell me? Go ahead, Habibi. Go ahead. Try. Okay, it was him that to answer, but I heard it right. Who was that? My man, bring it. Are you the Egyptian, my man? You the Egyptian dude? No, so it's okay, I'm not prejudiced. I mean, you can still win if you're not Egyptian yet. What's your name, my man?
Hamza.
Hamza, where are you from, dude? South Africa, don't tell me. Everybody here is from South Africa. Well, how did I guess that? Good for you, good for you. Oops, I didn't put the... Is this what you wanted, or you want me to get... I think I'm running... Oh, I have it, just in case. I know it, I knew it. Okay, so I'm running out of this one. So let me get some more ammunition. I now know what you want. I don't have any more, so sorry, boys and girls. You're going to have to choose from these three. But the Hamza's right. You rock, my man. He led the prayer. But if you tell me the significance of him leading the prayer, I give you three. You know it, Ukhti? Right. But there is something deeper than that. You're right. Okay, something deeper than that. I've mentioned it before. He was the seal of the Prophet. All is good and all is right. My dear sister in the back, go ahead. Allahu Akbar. There is some hope. Some people are actually listening because I mentioned this before. Good for you. I can't remember, to be honest, when, but I know I mentioned it here and it was to this group. Okay, Ukhti, send somebody or come and get it. Yahya, where is it? Oh, Yahya. You're on a sun duty, dude. You have to pay your price, man. This woman here raised you, fed you, bathed you, and I remember that. Do you actually, does he kiss your hand every night? Allahu Akbar. Let me kiss your hand because you kiss your hand. Wallahi, I respect that. I love you, man. Good for you. See, that's implementing knowledge. I already asked you to kiss the hand of your mother every night before they go to sleep and every morning when they wake up, and I told you why. And you kiss the forehead of your father before they go to sleep and they wake up. I'm going to keep drilling this in your head till you make sure you implement it. I want to come and your nightmares like a, in your dream like a nightmare. Like Sheikh Alak, did you kiss your hands? Did you kiss the forehead? I'm okay with that as long as you do it. Okay. So that is the right answer. The right answer is, and Masjid al-Aqsa belongs to us. Not this temple of dooms and the Sulaiman's haikal of this and all of that baqwas that they tell you. Because, لا يؤمر رجل رجل في سلطانه. No man will lead another man in his domain. I mean, the man of the house leads the prayer. And Prophet Muhammad ﷺ led the prayers of all prophets and messengers, all nations. Okay, now we understand the importance of this thing. On the way up, he sees things. And he meets prophets, messengers. And one that was very important. He sees also people swimming in the blood. And these are akalat riba, their usury, and they're on their tummies on fire. These are commit adulteries and. I don't want to scare you, but I just wanted to throw it in there. You scared yet? No? Okay, let me help you out. That's good. I'm going to address only a few of them, okay? Kadpish? It's because it hits us. It's tangible. We deal with this all the time. So, this thing, I've given you that example before. You say, Sheikh Sha'rawi rahmatullah alayhi. He said, you know, when you commit adultery, you're not a believer because the hadith says, لا يزني الزاني وهو مؤمن ولا يسرق السارق وهو مؤمن. A true believer don't commit adultery at that stage of your time and you're a believer. You don't steal when you're a believer. Yeah? So what does he mean? That means you don't actually think that Allah sees you. That belief in you is gone. So here's what he said. My man. You the man. Strong. Virile. Yeah? Yeah? Okay. You got it. How much? You want a half an hour? An hour? You've been pumping iron? 2 hours. You know what? I'll top it. 3 hours, my man. But guess what? I'm going to time you. The time you spend with this girl, mashallah, tabarakallah. Sisters from Mars, how is that? Cool? Come from, totally, not, no. I'm going to put, you see this tandoori oven here? Yeah? I'm going to put you exactly the same time you spend with this girl in the tandoori oven. Go ahead, enjoy yourself. Will you take it? I don't care what this girl, if she poops gold, I'm not going to touch this girl. No girl is worth being in tandoori oven for the same, you got it, man? What about the hellfire, dude? You know, the least, and I'm talking about this, inshallah, on Wednesdays, the least amount of hellfire is 70 times hotter than the hottest fire on earth. Did you see these things, the volcanoes, poof, you know those ones? This is like hot. The 70 times hotter than that is the least amount of heat. Can you imagine, Sheikh? And every layer down, 70 times higher than that. So don't mess with that. So he sees these people, you know, some people are actually eating garbage and leaving good food. What? You leave your wife, the halal food, and you go for the secretary. Yeah. So you have to choose halal and haram because there's a consequences. You have to pay. You know what? You don't if you commit the crime, you do the time. So you think, is it worth it or not? One thing I'm going to concentrate on and finish with, inshallah. Yeah, because I have 11 minutes with you. Okay. One of them, the most important one of them, is Musa alayhi salam. But I have to actually take one that was Adam alayhi salam. And you know what? I'll take Yunus alayhi salam because also that's something that hits. Yunus alayhi salam, you know, Allah says we will raise you raqiyya, makanan aliyya. We will put you in a high rank. If you tell me why Allah subhanahu wa jalla fiula said to Yunus alayhi salam, you get one of these puppies. We will put you in a high rank. Yes, ukhti, please go ahead. Allahu Akbar, young girl. I'm sorry, it seems to be you're on a mission. You know, I have a young girl. Come, give her a hand. Or you want to go? No? Okay, come. Whoever wants to come first. Which one would you like, ukhti? I have one of the three. Any? You choose, honey. You choose for her. You choose one. Meeny, meeny, miny, mo. Take your time. Really, no worry, brother. Just. No rush. No pressure. We're in Brisbane, Yanni. No, you're so kind. Oh. Okay, listen. Go thank her, and then you can have it. Go thank her personally, and you can have it. That's very nice. You see, that's ithar. Ithar is adabun qad indathar. A khuluq. It's a character that has perished. Selflessness. Good for you, my dear sister. May Allah reward you and give you the sweetness in this life and hereafter. And keep away the bitterness away from you in this life and hereafter. Please say Ameen. Because again, remember the angels say Ameen and same to you. Very good. Now, Yunus alayhi salam, because he used to remember Allah all the time, glorify Allah all the time. As one narration says that when he used to actually sew the material, he would always, with every needle stitch, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Wallahu Akbar, Astaghfirullah, and all of that stuff. Every stitch he would remember. But he forgot one time, he took the needle out. He took the thread out. That's how adamant he was, everything he does. I already told you how to walk. Who went with the walk on Sunday with us? Yahya, what did we say? How are we going to walk? Yes, salam. Come, my man. You earned it. Come, dude. I'm running out of certain things, but you know what? Allah Kareem, Sheikh. And guess what? Sisters came through with this thing. But I thank you, wallahi. Can you bring him next time, ukhti? I don't think we're going to use him, but it's very nice. Okay? Or I can give it to the Emir, Yusuf, can bring it with you next week. So the sister doesn't have to worry about it. But thank you very much. We certainly appreciate it. May Allah feed you for the food of Jannah for everyone that participated. Say Ameen, please. Like al-Mithl, inshallah. Okay. So we learned to remember Allah all the time. And I said, you know, when you walk, your right foot says Alhamdulillah, your left foot says Astaghfirullah. Do you remember why? You thank Allah for the blessings He's given you, and you ask Allah for forgiveness for the way you used Allah's blessings that He's given you. You don't thank Him enough and don't appreciate the things He's given you, and then you use it. For example, I told you, okay, let me go through with this. You, please close your eyes. Please close your eyes. Just for a few seconds. Close your eyes. I want you to imagine that this is the rest of your life. You can't see a thing from now on. You can't differentiate between night and day, black and white, different colors. You can't see the beauty of the creation of Allah. You can't drive alone. You can't do anything except with someone's aid or somebody's aid or a stick or something that helps you. Could you imagine? You can open your eyes now. How much would you pay, man? How much would you pay to have these eyes again? And you can use your senses, the hearing, the hand, and the walk, and the talk, and everything that Allah has given you. Not to mention this puppy right here that I talk about all the time. How do you use this? Halal or haram, and so on and so forth, yeah? Have you thanked Allah for the things He's given you? And that's why you say Alhamdulillah, to remember everything that Allah has given you. And you say Astaghfirullah, I did not really thank you in a way befitting Your Majesty for everything You've given me. So it keeps you in line when you walk in, especially for you brothers. Alhamdulillah for ni'mat al-basar. Astaghfirullah for what I'm seeing, I'm looking at right now. And I told you, when you go swimming somewhere, you go, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. Alhamdulillah just doesn't get you. You gotta get Astaghfirullah everywhere you do it. That's how I swim, by the way, wallahi. Alhamdulillah, Astaghfirullah, wallahi. But if there's something there, I go, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. Ashhadu la ilaha illallah. So you have to keep remembering Allah all the time. I don't care whether you're walking, you're talking, you're doing something. You got to remember Allah. Why? Because among the people, الذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات. Those who remember Allah in abundance. They are close to Allah. And da'wa mustajaba. Your dua will be answered if you remember Allah in abundance. Why? Because if you remember Allah in abundance, the shaitan come and get you. He can't get you, man. You remember Allah all the time. He's shunned. Yakhnus. Okay. So now, Adam alayhi salam, he looks to the right, he smiles, he looks to the left, and he cries. Can you tell me why, please? And come and get yours if you have the right answer. Adam alayhi salam looks to the right and he smiles, looks to the left and he cries. Allahu Akbar. That's why I'm impressed with Brisbane. There's a lot of tulab al-ilm here. A lot of people seeking knowledge, and I certainly appreciate that, especially from the youth, wallahi. What's your name, my dear sister? Arij. May Allah bless you, sister Arij. Can I have the ambassador to come forward, please? You are now the representative. Anti wafidat al-nisa. Choose one, honey. She's like really working it out, eh? Good for you, girl. May Allah bless you, sister. What's her name, the young girl? What's your name, honey, young girl? What's your name? Rumaysa. Ah, I remember you. Ya salam. What's Rumaysa? Rumaysa is a very special name. Think about it. You'll get one of these. That's okay. That's okay. Let me get to what I wanted to do and finish with it, inshallah. So he looks to the right, sees waft al-jannah. The people are going to Jannah. May Allah make us among them. Say ameen. Allahumma ameen. And he smiles. He looks to the left. The people are going to hellfire. He sad. Now let's go to Musa alayhi salam and we'll finish with this. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam goes to Sidrat al-Muntaha. Sidrat al-Muntaha is like, nobody has ever reached this. Okay, I'm not going to go into the aqeedah, does he see Allah, does he see Allah? Nobody will see Allah except in Jannah, so he'll just seal his deal and move on. Okay. Now, he gets a command. And that's what I'm trying to tell you. Command to do what, guys? Salah. And that's the honor of the salah in the Muslim's life. The honor of the salah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordained the salah in the heavens. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Okay, that's fine. We'll do this and we'll pray, inshallah. So it wasn't revealed, it was in person. Allah had to summon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, invite him up to tell him about the salah. That's how. Salah is called sila. It is your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fi ula. So if there is no salah, there is no sila. There is no connection between you and Allah. So why is salah so important, brothers? Habibi, go ahead, brother. Come on. Allah, mashallah alayk, he's way ahead of me. Come, brother. You see, if you want to speak to Allah, what do? You pray. But if you want Allah to speak to you, what do? Mashallah, where is that? If you want to earn something, raise your hand. Was that Brother Masroor? Sheikh, which one would you like, Sheikh? Anything? I ran out of that thing, man. You know what? I like Mars, so I'll give you Mars. Okay. Now, again, if you want Allah to speak to you, read the Quran. If you want to speak to Allah, pray. So I'm going to go a little bit on the prayer and why it's the first thing that you will be held accountable for on Judgment Day. Because it's a ibadah, it's an act of worship. Nobody can make it up to you. Nobody can make it up on your behalf. For example, if you die, somebody can make up your Hajj. Somebody can make up your, can you pay your zakah? Somebody can make up your Ramadan, your fasting. But can somebody make up your prayer? Nobody can make up your prayer. It's a physical ibadah. No one can make except you to Allah. Nobody can make it up. It has to be you. And if you don't pray here, where do you think you're going to pray? Yeah, in that nasty place. So you can imagine now praying in a beautiful environment, air conditioned, nice and cool. You get rewarded for it. Every time you pray, you get a gift in Jannah and. So much rewards. If you don't do it here, guess what? You're going to do it there, whether you like it or not. So it's a choice. I told you, life is mere choices. Yes? Okay. Remember these candies on the table? I'm going to remind you of this documentary. Who held on and who gobbled up the fitna? Who was waiting for a much better reward? So when you put your forehead down to the ground, you know what you say? Why do you think it's twice? You prostrate to Allah twice. In every rak'ah, nothing is repeated. Nothing is repeated. The only thing that's repeated is your prostration to Allah. Why? Because this forehead of yours, you want to take it? Okay. This forehead of yours has the intellect that makes you arrogant and pride and you think, I am different, I am smart. It puts you down twice. Put that forehead, the highest thing that you have, down to the ground. Humble yourself to your maker and remind you where you came from. Remember the ayah? مِنْهَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى. From this we created you. In it you're going back, and from it you're going to be resurrected. So you put down your forehead to the ground to remind yourself. I'm not going to go into scientific fact that you go diffuse this and you get the negative blah, blah, blah and all of that stuff. I mean, the salah is actually one course. It takes 2 full days. I'm just going to give you headers for now. Okay, so we already learned. Let me give you an example and give you an ultimatum and that's it. You know what, man? We all love money. Who doesn't? Yeah, Allah said that. حُبُّنَا الْمَالَ حُبًّا جَمَّا. We love money too much. Okay, I'll tell you what, man. I've been with the stock market people for a while now. I got inside information, dude. This stock is gonna rocket. It's gonna skyrocket, dude, through the roof, my man. Guess what? I'm gonna tell my boy here, Black Horse sent you. He's gonna give you a call. Cool? What time? 7. No. 5 o'clock in the morning. No. 3 o'clock in the morning. Are you going to go to sleep that night? No way, dude. You're going to make some serious money. You're going to wait by the phone. Yes. As soon as you go, hello. Yes, Black Horse. Bye. No. What's the difference? You see, the stock is your salah. Your money is Jannah. The phone, the stock guy is the adhan, the muadhin. The ring is your caller prayer. You see that? Do we do this, manana, man? Ya ammi, Allah says, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. God is greater than what? Everything. I already told you the story of the adhan. It's online. If you want to look at it, I have it online. And all of a sudden, you worry about this phone call and you forget this one. Okay, I'll tell you why. Allah says, Allah will have khalq. يُضُعِينَ الصَّلَاةِ يُتُونَ الشَّهَوَاتِ. You will go after your whims and desires and you will lose your prayer. Prophet Muhammad says, أَتَضِيعُ الصَّلَاةِ. He can't believe it. When he was told that people will come and they will lose the prayer. أَتَضِيعُ الصَّلَاةِ مِنْ بَعْدِي. I can't believe it. People will lose the prayer? How? Okay. Why? Let me tell you why and what's your reward. We'll seal it, inshallah. Okay, Allah made it so easy for you. Because Musa alayhi salam, let's cut to the chase. He went, the Prophet salam says, he said 50 prayers a day. And I know you know it. So you go up, less. It comes down to 5, but the reward is 50. That's how we get the reward is multiplied by 10. So you pray 5 times a day, but you get rewarded as you prayed 50 times a day. So let me hear your excuses, okay guys? Bring it. Why don't you pray, man? You know, I understand. Some of the sisters can't pray a certain time. What's up with you, dude? Do you have that too? Because I see the brothers, you know, Allahu Akbar, we're praying in the masjid, the brothers are praying. You have Udhr Shar'i Shaykh too? Yeah? Is it the time of the month for you, man? What's up? Okay. Shaykh, I'm traveling. Okay, no problems. Combine Dhuhr with Asr and Maghrib with Isha. And every 4 rak'at, you make 2. Shaykh, there is no masjid. No problems. Ju'alat al-ard liya masjidan wa tahura. Prophet Muhammad said, this whole earth is made to me a masjid. No water. You just heard the hadith. You know, you make tayammum. Prophet said, this is the tahur. This is ard. This is, you do it like this. And you're good. Simple, eh? I don't know where the qibla is, Shaykh. It's okay. أَيْنَمَا تُوَلُّوا فَثَمَّ وَجُّ اللَّهِ. You do your best to find out where the qibla is and do your ijtihad and do your thing. Shaykh, I can't stand. Sit. I can't sit. Lie down. I can't lie down. Move your head. I can't move my head. Move your eyes. I can't move my eyes. Think about it in your brain. I can't think. You're dead. Then don't worry about it, dude. Pen is lifted. Khalas, you're not mukallaf anymore. Any other excuses? Bring it. Anybody? No? Khalas. No excuses now. I know. Because I hear so many excuses, man. why you not praying, dude? Because I put it to bed. Like, khalas, I give you everything else. Can you think of something else, yani? Yeah, sure. Okay, so remember, the salah is the first thing that you will be held accountable for on Judgment Day. If Allah accepts it, He will accept everything else. If Allah doesn't accept it, nothing will be accepted. Do you believe it? Let me just talk about something of the differences and we'll finish with that. Okay, so can you please relax? Just focus on your own khushu'ah. So let's finish how do you do khushu'ah, and that's a wrap. Got it? So some of the scholars say, how do you do khushu'ah? Well, it says pray as if this is your last pray. According to this prayer right here, you're going to go to heaven or hell. That's it. According to this last prayer, you are now going to be named in the hellfire or heaven. I want you to think that you're standing on the sirat, the path. Beneath it is the hellfire. Behind you is the angel of death. He has an arrow pointed at your back. He's going to let go that arrow at any time. You're going to die at any time. Above you are your sins. They're going to destroy you. The one that watches you is Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula. And now, you take your time. Why? Because we have something called the American Express. Have you seen these prayers? Yeah. Yeah. Most of us at home, right guys? At home, how do you pray? Allahu Akbar. You're out of there, dude. But in the masjid, however, because people see you, What do you pray? Come on, let's be honest. At home, we pray. Zaghruta, yani. And what happens is you read al-Fatiha and qul huwa Allah ahad, khalas, yani, ikhlas. And you don't listen to yourself. You go, is that supposed to be Subhan Rabbi al-Azim? I hear it, right? Wallahi, even Subhan Rabbi al-Azim, Subhan Rabbi al-A'la. And you're supposed to leave a gap between Subhan Rabbi al-A'la and Subhan Rabbi al-Azim as if you're doing another tasbihah. Subhan Rabbi al-Azim, pause. Subhan Rabbi al-Azim, pause. Subhan Rabbi al-A'la, pause. You know, Abdullah ibn Saud used to read al-Fatiha like this. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And he would pause. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Pause. Why do you think it was pausing? Sheikh. Yes, salam. I love you, man. Come. Moral of the story is, pray if this is your last prayer. Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullah alayhi al-Nu'man, he says, how do you get your khushu'? He said, I think that I am traveling at night in a ship. Dark, windy, cold night, and the ship wrecked. I've fallen. I'm going to sink. And just before I sink, Allah sent me a piece of wood. And I'm holding on to it for my dear life. He says, that's how I do khushu'. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us khushu'. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us walk in the footsteps of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to hold on to the salah perfected properly. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us the best, because this is amad, the pillar of it. Al-farqa alladhi baynana wa baynahum, the difference between us and the disbelievers is salah. May Allah make us hold on to the steadfast of the Quran and Sunnah. Ameen. Wa akhdam alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Salam alayhi wa sahbihi wa tabi'in. Any questions?